From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, September 15th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with RuPaul's Drag Race winner, Alaska, about her upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Fighting Illini football team plays their first Big Ten conference game of the season Saturday against the Penn State Nittany Lions. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois will face the Nittany Lions after suffering their first loss of the season against the Kansas Jayhawks. The Illini's road does not get any easier, as the Nittany Lions are ranked 7th in the national rankings. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielema spoke yesterday about his approach after losing a game.
So anytime you lose a game, I think you have to look at what you do well and what you don't do well. Nothing changes from this last week against Kansas to the first 2 years that I've been here. Anytime you don't have success, you take a personal inventory of what you've done within a position room, within a unit, within a football team, and try to make yourself better.
Illinois hosts the Nittany Lions at Memorial Stadium Saturday at 11 a.m. and will be broadcasted on Fox. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
The Danville Symphony Orchestra is getting ready for its first season since the retirement of longtime music director Jeremy Swerling. IPM reporter Jim Meadows has more.
This is the Danville Symphony Orchestra, led by a guest conductor during a children's concert last year. For the four concerts coming this season, two finalists for the music director's post will conduct. DSO Executive Director Kay Welch says their board of directors wants to see how Matthew Shepard and Richard Zielinski handle themselves with both the audience and musicians.
The members of the orchestra have to be responsive to them. They have to respect the conductor as a leader. They have to find the experience enjoyable, too. Otherwise, that affects their performance.
Zielinski leads the Danville Symphony in their first concert on October 14th at Danville High School and their third concert in March. Shepard conducts in December and May. I'm Jim Meadows.
Parents and students from Chicago Catholic schools are calling on state lawmakers to save a controversial private school scholarship program. Narita Marino has more.
The Invest in Kids Act is set to expire at the end of next year. It funds scholarships for students from low-income families to attend private schools by giving donors state tax credits. Father Michael Flager of St. Sabina Church spoke at a rally today on the South Side. He wants lawmakers to extend the $75 million program during the fall veto session.
We can do the tax scholarship and we can fund our public school. We fight for both. It's all about the children. What's best for the children? If a child finds a school that he or she wants, let them go there.
Nearly 10,000 Illinois students received a scholarship last school year. Critics wanted to end, saying it diverts money from underfunded public schools. Nereida Moreno.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is back from Japan, where she pitched Illinois as ripe for clean energy investment. Stratton represented the state at a conference of government officials and business leaders from the Midwest and Japan. She says Japanese officials are especially interested in Illinois' goal to be carbon neutral by 2050.
With the Climate Equitable Jobs Act, that is makes it very attractive to companies who are really on the front lines of manufacturing for electric vehicles and other forms of clean energy.
Stratton says she met with executives from Japanese automotive companies like Mitsubishi and Toyota. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with RuPaul's Drag Race winner, Alaska, about her upcoming performance at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece original series Vandervolk, based on Nicholas Freeling's legendary crime thrillers, returns to WILL-TV this month. In season 3, Piet Vandervolk, played by Mark Warren, welcomes two new sergeants to the team, including a technical whiz and an impulsive hotshot. Friends of WILL can stream all 6 episodes of season 3, plus the show's first 2 seasons, with WILL Passport. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more about this exclusive member benefit.
The annual Pygmalion Festival begins next week in Champaign-Urbana. One of the first acts features two winners of RuPaul's Drag Race, Alaska and Monet Exchange. IPM reporter Owen Henderson recently spoke with Alaska about her work and upcoming show.
Since her time on season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race and her winning run on All Stars 2, Alaska has released albums and toured the world, in addition to creating and starring in Drag the Musical and hosting the podcast Race Chaser. So, for the uninitiated in our audience, who is Alaska?
Alaska Thunder is a Glamazonian princess from the planet Glamtron, and she crash landed on planet Earth in the mid to late 1980s and has since been trying to get enough Twitter followers to get her spaceship back up and running. But people might know me because I was on RuPaul's Drag Race a few times.
What can audience members expect from your performance at Krannert?
What can you expect from the show? Well, I'm going to be coming with my best friend, Jeremy, who plays the piano. And so we're going to sing some songs and yeah, it's going to be lovely.
You've done some fundraising for causes that are working against the effort to restrict and ban drag in states around the country. Now, Illinois isn't one of those states, but what do you have to say to the politicians and the supporters of those bills?
Well, I mean, it's important to remember that, you know, queer people have always existed. And so, you know, you can't make that illegal. I mean, you can try and it wastes everyone's time and resources, but you can't make us disappear. So we're always going to be here and we're not going anywhere. So I think it's important to focus on issues that are actually important, like, you know, healthcare is really expensive in this country and climate change is really bad. And I think that, and I mean, reproductive freedom, like there are really way more important things that politicians should be spending time on.
So you've won Drag Race, you've released albums, been in movies, created a drag musical, you co-host a hit podcast. What else is on the horizon for you? Is there anything you haven't gotten to do yet that you'd love to try?
I'm always working on stuff that, I don't know, inspires me and challenges me. And so, I don't know, I'm just going to keep doing drag and whatever that means. So I'm going to keep making music and I'm going to keep telling stories and... So I don't know.
Alaska will perform alongside Monet Exchange at the Krannert Center for Performing Arts on Thursday, September 21st at 9 p.m. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
You can find a schedule of events for Pygmalion at our website, ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Colin Highslope, Jim Meadows, Narita Marino, Mawa Iqbal, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.